So let me bring in a guy that knows a lot about this. I just wanted to get that off my chest. He's a stock guy. He's seen the non-farm payroll number come out. Let's bring in Craig Bolanos from the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on.
Hey, I'm having a good Friday. Thank heavens. The porridge, it's not too cold. It's not too hot. It was feeling just about right to me at $187,000 a year. Now, the 3.5% unemployment rate is going to give the administration something positive to run on. But this is directionally correct in terms of what we wanted to see, because heaven knows we cannot have a terminal Fed funds rate any higher than it is, because we're still waiting for the full weight of that effect to come into the marketplace.
Well, you say that. I just got done my little rant before you came on. This, you know, I think with the food prices globally went up 3% last month, and in the U.S. up 5-ish with the Bloomberg Commodity Index. Add that to oil. Craig, I'm worried that we might have to raise rates more than people think, or at least they're going to stay around higher for a lot longer than folks think. I don't think we've got a soft or hard landing. I think it's going to be a long landing.
Well, maybe, you know, that's interesting. Maybe you coined that today, and I haven't heard that in the circles I'm running in.
Oh, I've been using it. Yeah, that's been my thing for about 3 months. I've been saying that.
Oh, it has. I must have been on a very lengthy vacation, and I missed it. I apologize.
Well,
I didn't use that for my speaking engagement last night. I'm going to coin it now. Thank you.
You can go ahead and use it, but I think it's not soft, not hard. It's going to be a long landing, and I think that I don't think the U.S. consumer/economy is prepared for 5.5% rates for a long time.
Well, I think, you know, and I would like to think we're just re-normalized. I would like to think the world I live in seems somewhat familiar to me. I mean, I'm as uncomfortable as anybody with the price of Doritos being double of what they used to be. And as I'm drinking my unsweetened iced tea, which used to have 18.5 fluid ounces, and someone decided to make it 16, I guess we'll call that shrinkage. But when it comes to everyone's portfolios, I have to look at it from the bottom line, because people's 401ks are no longer 301ks, and I just don't think we're going back to the September-October lows of last year. I think there's enough positive price momentum in this thing. I think you're going to see the market breadth continue to widen. I think the financials are loving some of this in terms of all the money they're making in net interest margin, while they only pay people 5 bips on their money still, for the most part, unless you call up your banker and ask for something better. But could this be a longer landing, still a slowdown? Yeah. I guess I'll have to start getting my measuring tape and figure out how many yards or how many years this is going to take.
Well, AI has definitely done a number on those that thought that the stock market was overvalued. I still think it is, but I mean, you know, what do I know? I'm glad I'm not running any money right now, because I would have missed out on the last, you know, I don't know, 5 to 10% of the rally. I would have gotten 5% in the bank, but I would have missed out on what the stock market did. And you know, I know the stock market is not the economy, but I'll say this: I feel very strongly that 2/3 of America absolutely feels like things are way too expensive and they're in the middle of a recession, and 1/3 does not. And the 1/3 that does not care. So I know that you can't tell me that the economy is doing well, and that should then obviously flow through to the stock market when, if you ask anybody, not Democrat or Republican, but what's your most important thing about the election, it's the economy. And maybe Fitch thing is garbage and it's total bull, but that Fitch doesn't come out and downgrade you with an awesome economy.
It's interesting you say that, because, you know, the timing of that Fitch downgrade, the timing of it, I thought it was suspect. The concept, again, that everyone needed to be reminded after it took 15 times to elect the speaker this year, after the difficulties and once again raising the debt ceiling for the 74th time, the 63rd year. Yeah, I tend to think that being the world's reserve currency, it is a privilege, not a preordained right.
Yes.
And I think that downgrade by Fitch is going to set up some interesting discussions for the budget and the continuing resolution that I think have an October deadline. So how that's going to interplay against the Fed, I don't know. But I think the Fitch downgrade has made the politics relative for the Treasury market later this fall.
Lots to talk about. I really appreciate you coming on. That's awesome. Hope your summer's going well. Craig Bolanos, Wealth Management Group. I'm Scott Schlatter. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk right after this.